Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Having some great time with Voices of Heaven and Change is coming. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It's Lukho Mkwedi Phuthi, and this afternoon, like I said, this part of our day is purely dedicated to Father's Matter. With a bit of a twist this afternoon, of course, because the focus is manifold, and I'm hoping we can get through it actually all today because it's overloaded, I must say. Not new to the family, first of all. I think if Butepo can move his chair more to the other side, more in for me. So yeah, more. She doesn't bite. Perfect. I can see both of you. Don't move, Numava. Don't move. So in studio this afternoon, you can grab your microphone with you. Yep, that's one. That one is yours and that one is Numava's. Perfect. We got that all done in seconds. And so joining me in studio today is Numava, who is an author. In fact, should I start with the ladies?
Please.
Ladies first. Joining me this afternoon is Numava. I'm going to later give you her proper and full introduction. But she is a book author. And I think to easily put it, she's a homegirl. Homegirl, I learned that umkhaya in English is homegirl. Basically, we're coming from the same province. And there is no town in between our towns, Tebo, just for information's sake. And I've got good Numava as well as Tepo. Tepo is not new to the family. We had him a couple of weeks ago coming through, and he came with we're talking on fatherhood. And the beautiful thing today is that Tepo is joining us alone, flying solo. Tepo, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good.
Dedicated once more to Father's Matter. That's our focus today, the importance of fathers. But if you remember, Tepo is a young man. Mm-hmm. And he was sharing the last time his story on how he gets to play a fatherly role to his nephew. Mm. So welcome back, Tepo. Welcome back. Thank you, ma'am. If you can give us a full introduction, then we go back to Numava, okay, our author today.
No, perfect. Thank you. The name is Tepo Sithole from Hardlines.
How is it Tepo and then Sithole? Isn't Tepo Sutu and Sithole Zulu?
You know what? That's
cocktail.
So we have one of our programs we have in Hardlines is called What's Your Story?
So and there's, look, your story.
There's a story. Yeah.
So, I get it.
As I like to say, born, bred, and buttered from Soweto, and working for Hardline, smoothly focusing on the youth element within the organization.
All right. And I've got Osis Numava Diko. Let me allow you to introduce yourself properly.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your viewers at home. My name is Numava Diko. Mm-hmm. Originally from Eastern Cape, I learned that on social media we're being called Butter Kids.
Butter Kids, what's that?
It's butter with
butter. Oh, I never knew that.
Yes. I'm originally from Butterworth, and then I stay here in Pretoria. I'm self-employed. Mm.
Oh,
yes.
Businesswoman.
Yes, businesswoman.
Love to hear it.
Thank you.
So this is really interesting. I'm really loving the direction of this conversation. And I'm saying this because we're still on Father's Matter, but we're talking also fatherhood from a young person's perspective. And I don't want this to be misinterpreted, Tepo, because I actually wrote on our Facebook from youthful fatherhood. Mm. And one might be thinking teenage pregnancy. I don't think that's our focus today.
No.
It cannot be our focus. And also, fusing in that today, like I said, Numava is actually an author. And she focuses on parenthood. Mm. Parenthood. And parenthood is not just about fathers. And I think it's one of the things you guys have also been bringing to our attention also as Hotlines, to say the focus is on dads. Because we want to make sure that we restore the dignity of dads. Not only that, but also we make sure that the children are looked after. Mm. But while we at it, there's also a relationship that is one broken, but also a relationship that has to be restored of parents in general. Mm. Because for that dad to play that role also, we're not going to build the presence or the importance of a father using this or on the strength of diminishing mothers. Did you get my point? So we're still on Fathers Matter. Yep, because fathers matter. And so, Tip, I think it's important to start here. Let's talk about the programs or the projects that Heartlines actually delivers. And give us context on who Heartlines is, firstly. Let's go there.
Sure. I think just a brief intro. Whenever we speak about Heartlines, we refer people back to Soul City.
Eh.
If you remember Soul City, that you know, the work that Soul City used to do from research within the HIV space and educating people using multimedia to do that. So Heartlines, what Heartlines does is, or who Heartlines is to say, on a day-to-day basis, we commit to certain values. You know, if you go to someone and say, give me your five values, they will tell you, I'm respectful. There are these beautiful values. But the Heartlines then challenges us to say, okay, give me those five values and tell me where today did you apply them.
Sure.
And that's what we want to do. And so we are pushing the values conversation using multimedia. We look at the social challenge. We conduct extensive academic and non-academic research within that topic.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Fathers Matter. When you go to our website on Fathers Matter, you do have the data and the research that we've conducted around Fathers Matter. So once the topic is then out, we then say, okay, there's a high chance that not everyone has a academic appetite to read a 50-page document, right?
That's true.
How do we then interpret that research into film and multimedia? Then we then produce films.
And make it interesting.
And make it interesting, right? After the film, then what? We then create workshops and engagements that people can use at their own space. Like you can go to the Fathers Matter website, access discussion guides, watch a film, and have a conversation about it. So that's who Heartlines is in essence, and that's what we do currently.
And another medium is you actually saying, we're coming to radio to make give clarity on this.
Yes.
I love the sound of that. Sure. Now, Heartlines is known for using storytelling, like you said, to promote positive values. How do their programs specifically engage young people, and what impact have you seen?
So there's a process that we have called What's a Story. So within What's a Story, we have what we call bridge leadership engagement. Funny enough, we were in PE about 2 weeks ago with my colleague Babu Ndlovu. Well, he's literally my age, but I like calling him Babu Ndlovu.
Okay.
And we did a bridge leadership engagement using the What's a Story tool. And the feedback that we got from young people then, and which we do a lot, is that after having shared my story, I feel very light. I feel way better. So one of the things that Heartlines does towards the story is to say, let's create a safe space for young people to share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, it becomes like an informal counseling session. And that's what young people currently need. They need to be heard. They need to be in a safe environment. And also they need to encourage. But, you know, in them also being encouraged, they need a voice that says, I am here with you. And sometimes listening, you know, that's one of the things we promote, which is active listening. Active listening, we are then saying, learn to listen with your heart. And that's what young people want right now. Sometimes when a young person comes to you and share their story, they're not asking for advice. They just want you to listen with your heart.
That's interesting. I think while we are at that, actually, I want to throw something to Sister Nomava, because he's talking about listening to young people. And I'm going to try and box it and say to children. That's, young people are children, if you actually think about it. One of the things you speak about in your book, like you said, is making sure that we're cognizant of their feelings. Maybe if you can speak to exactly what he's saying today, you would see, you know, they really just want to hear that we understand them. How important is that as parents, actually, and I'm glad we're touching on this, as parents generally, not just fathers, like I said, how important is it for us to understand our children's feelings?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the question. To step in on what my colleague Jasmine mentioned, is mainly what we focus on the book is about the wellness, the emotional wellness being of a children, right? And then went as far to get to a point of understanding first the parent that gave birth to the children. How well is the parent? And at some point, you found out that there are circumstances that people they go through, right? So here's the child. I mean, the parent gave birth to this child, and then there is an unpleasant circumstances that the
child in the relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
No, not as per se in a in the relationship of the parents, right?
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, biology is biology. Then you give birth to the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this book is focusing on then on that point of how is your status on that, and then how well is your being emotional first as a parent,
okay,
before you focus in the children's wellness being.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because at some point you find out that it becomes the baby of the two parents, the mother and the father. There's a fight in between. It's no longer now about the product with the children, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we step in to say, whoa, let's see. Then it's not all about the parents now. It's about the children.
Who's the main focus?
Yes, is the children. Then now we come in to say, a parent, are you, how is you?
How are your emotions?
Yes, how are emotions towards this child? And you raising this child?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you know what fears and what bothering the child? And then do you know that whatever that it is bothering you as a parent, at some point it has a negative impact towards the children?
On that child.
Yes. So that's where we mainly focusing that you need to be at the right status of your mind or emotional wellness being so that you are able now to say, hey, it is not about me and him now.
Yep.
There's a third person. And then this third person, there's a creator who created us. Now, if we say three of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are somehow have an accountability as a parent,
okay,
towards this child that you gave birth to.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for you to get to a point of saying you are raising a child that at the end of the day he becomes who he becomes and who the Lord has placed in his inner man to become.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, for that point to come or that being to become, you need a wellness emotional state. I mean, you need a good state in your emotional spirit, you as a child. I mean, you as a parent, and then
you can be a better parent.
Better parent. And then at the end of the day, you raise that child that he is who he is being intended by the Lord to become. So on what my colleague has spoke about, I heard that you spoken about that you need to listen by your heart, right? That's where I personally believe that by your heart, that's where now we say, let the creator of the heart to do what he is able to do because he is God, right? By listening to the story and then you go outside and research and do what you think that it is relating on whatever that you do. But at some point, there is a higher wisdom that needs to address the heart that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe without by taking that responsibility back to the creator of that heart, then I think the problem is solved there.
All right. I do believe that there's also strategies that you guys also employ at Heartlines to deal with such.
Yeah.
Now, with the challenges that today's youth face, like we spoke, unemployment, mental health struggles, which are quite real, which we just spoke about also, and peer pressure. How does Heartlines then help equip them with the right values and skills to navigate life? Because ultimately, after we've spoken about that emotional state, there has to be practicality,
sure,
I believe.
Yeah. So what we have done and still continue to do is that as an organization, our focus is the home. So as much as we have done research, the you know, one of the questions that we always ask ourselves is that on a typical day, is the family able to do a what's a story engagement? Is the family able to do a father's met engagement? And we have made those resources available within the home. Like when you go on our website, you can literally download resources. For like during COVID, we had to produce resources for grief because a lot of families were losing members. So how do we then use what's a story as a tool within the, you know, from a home perspective? But also, what we have also learned to do is to say, number one, we as an organization do not, to a certain extent, have direct access to the young people who may be feeling these feelings. And we have partnered with a number of organizations to help us help them use our resources and tools to do that. So how Heartlines is then doing that is to then say, look, organization X that deals with young people, that deals with children, come to us, let us train on how to use Heartlines resources within the context of the work that you do. Because we firstly, we had to acknowledge that we may not have the academic scale to see if a child needs emotional or psychological support, right? But there are organizations on the ground who know how to do that. Let us capacitate them, and they then become the people who would help us in being able to say, how do we empower young people from a mental well-being perspective, from a financial well-being perspective, and also from advocating for positive presence of the father in the life of the child.
So tell me, does Heartlines then collaborate with schools, churches, or community organizations to reach people? And which organizations are you guys currently working with to implement some of your programs?
Definitely. So there's an organization we've been doing amazing work with now, amongst a lot of organizations we're working with. But then there's an organization called Camp Sizanani.
Okay.
So Camp Sizanani provides academic and psychosocial support to primary and high school learners. We engaged with them last year, and they implemented the Father's Matter program, and they saw the impact that it has on the children. You know, they do camps for these young people, and they use some of the Heartlines resources. We also, like, you know, in the past few weeks, I've said we're in PE. We were with the Methodist Church that side. I'm forgetting the district we were in. And we were training youth leaders within that district to use Heartlines resources. So in terms of partnerships and collaborations, that's how we work. With schools, we, you know, a school may have an organization, or a school may say, these are our LO teachers, come and capacitate them in using this program. So most of our time, or rather our approach in terms of partnerships and collaborations, it's us understanding that we may not have immediate access to the beneficiaries, to the for lack of a better word. We capacitate and help and assist
organizations
to be able to do that.
That's very clever, I must say. So what's your story initiative has been impactful in fostering empathy and understanding? How has this program then been received by young people? And do you have any success stories?
We do. It's, you know, what's a story? It's quite amazing. I remember we were sitting in the office, you know, with the team, and like, hey, guys, we need to do our own not a story, you know, which we do as a as an organization. But we're saying we would love to just have our own experience of story sharing beyond what we do. So one thing we have learned, we have seen, I remember just to give a practical example. Last year, we're doing work with an organization, the Salvation Army, and they wanted to launch Father's Matter. And the youth leaders are then saying, amen, where we are and what we want to achieve, this topic is very hard for our kids. Do you have anything else to
make it alive? Yes.
That's when we then brought What's Your Story and story sharing.
Aww.
So you get to see that the youth leaders, the young people, and the parents, to a certain extent, got to know each other before having to deal with this very, very heavy topic or heavy subject. So that, you know, that's what a story does for young people. And we have seen young people taking initiatives in their youth groups to then say, how do we then create safe spaces? So that when young people come to our Friday service, when young people come to our sessions on Wednesday, we are able to use What's Your Story as a tool, as a safe space, so that young people can become.
Sure. Speaking of What's Your Story, Sisnamav, what is your story? How did you even come about in scripting this book and understanding? Because I think, you know, Tepo, you probably will agree with me to say, and I always share this, I loved and pursued Fathers Matter primarily because I had my father issues. And so the material, or what you guys do with Fathers Matter, resonated with me as well as a person who has had daddy issues. And so something leads us to doing something. What led you to understanding? What is your story? And did you get to understand the little one's stories enough to say, hey, let's speak out for them?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the question. You know what? What has driven me to write the book, right? As you're just mentioning, there's something that drives you. So what has driven me is my experience in my upbringing, right? So my experience in my upbringing, right? It was a journey, a long journey, to a point, at some point, I had decided to commit a suicide, right? But then God being God, He said no, right? So now, in the path of my of growing up as a child, I realized that somewhere, somehow, in fact, I realized then at a later stage that that's why somehow when I was a little girl, that there were things that I was like, I don't understand, and at some point, you know, as a child, you can't ask all. You can't ask everything and right?
Especially growing up in black households, it's difficult to ask all the relevant questions.
Yes, yes. Even though that it's in your mind, right? So I walked my journey then at some point. In fact, let me say, the neighbors at my home, we were all surrounded by pastors, right? So we'll go to church, we'll go to Sunday schools. Then there's this particular one that he used to sing a song that says, and in my journey, I'm like, hey man, what is this love? Is he talking about, right? At some point, I was like, no, I don't have a solution on what I'm experiencing. So at the point of in time right now, when I think about it, and also be learned in Christ's journey, I've concluded to say, oh, okay, you know what? The enemy has a way out to make sure that as a person, you do not become who you're supposed to become. So what I read through is that he had made it a point that he has put a pressure between I myself and my parent, right?
Okay.
So due to that pressure, and then learnt in my journey with Christ, and then I learnt I learnt all in terms of, you know what? In fact, right now I came to a conclusion to say all that I went through, it results in anger, it results in unforgiving spirits, it results in resentment, and. So now, when I think about, in fact, all the experience that I've experienced then, it made me to value a child, not to take for granted a child. When I'm around a child, I need to pay attention, right? And also, how do I talk to a children? For example, right now, I'm doing a scholar transport services. So when I drive them, I take note of, oh, this one, there's something.
Look at the emotions.
Yes, look at the emotions. And it's not like I just look on the face.
And you
because
can tell.
Now I once walked the journey and have understood and have came out of that. And then now I'm like, no, I cannot keep quiet.
You're more vigilant.
Yes, I cannot keep quiet now. Because now, if there was no mother, with my experience, mm-hmm. then it means there is another legal nomava. Mm. So when I read through my experience, it was like, I just decided to unpack it, maybe deep spiritually, to understand what took place. Mm. And I think I understood to say, oh, okay, you know what? There is unpleasant circumstances in our lives and in our parents, I think parents, right? Mm-hmm. So I've taken it to that angle of, I wonder what was happening around my parenting? What was the issue? And then for me to say now, parents, so I look at the angle to see, for sure, there must be an unpleasant circumstance that has led to what I've experienced as a child. Mm. So I told myself that I don't have to keep quiet. Mm. If I'm looking broadly in terms of our government, in terms of churches, in terms of the country as at large, it takes a child that is being raised in a good foundation.
Yeah.
But now, in my understanding, in the principles that God has laid out for a children to raise up. So now I've taken a conclusion to say, in fact, a decision to say, you know what? It all takes the parenting. It all takes the parents. But how are they? I mean, they are well-being emotionally and so that they are able to make sure that they raise their children in a way that they're supposed to be raised at.
All right. Let me throw it back to Tepo. How accessible are other hotlines programs, particularly Father's Matter and Value and Money?
So, as I said, going on our website, it's very easy, www.hotlines.org.za. Mm-hmm. So when you go on the Hotlines website, there's the project tab on projects, then it will give you all the projects that we are doing and the resources that you may need for whatever project that you need to facilitate within your space, be it Values and Money, What's a Story, or Father's Matter.
All right. Here's another question. Any youth-focused events that you have in the coming weeks?
Yes, we have a youth leaders training in Soweto on the 15th of March. We are having a bridge leadership engagement on the 28th and the 29th of March in Durban. So yeah, currently that's what we are focusing on.
All right, for youth or parents listening right now, who want to get involved in Hotlines programs, where can they start?
Yeah, I think firstly, the website, as said, it has every resource you may need. Mm-hmm. But also what we have done, you may not be able to access our films on the website, but you can just go on YouTube. If you want the 6 Father's Matter films, just type Father's Matter. You will have access to all the films. Mm-hmm. And also Values and Money is on YouTube. Then Beyond the River is on Showmax. Mm. So yeah,
you like, guys are on that level.
We thank God for His grace. Yeah.
Oh man, sure. I think here's an important one. I think Osis Nomava will also gain from this one as well. As somebody with an interest in children, actually, if there's an organization and individual who would like to work with you, how do they get in touch with you?
I think you can drop us a WhatsApp. I think for young people in particular, you can get in touch with me or Fana Masango. I can share Fana Masango. Mm-hmm. I had to send him a WhatsApp. I was like,
for permission.
Give me permission. You know, Fana Ndlovu, not Fana Masango. Fana Ndlovu. His number is 071-427-8424. 071-427-8424. That's Fana's number. My number is 064-340-5108. 064-340-5108. Drop us a WhatsApp. Hey, we are interested in and we'll make it available anywhere in the country where we can reach. Jesus will touch your heart.
Even in Barawa. Sister Mama, I believe that you're launching your book soon. Please tell us more about it. When is it happening? What should we expect?
Oh, okay. Thank you for the question. Yes, the book launch is happening on the 1st of March, this coming Saturday.
Oh, wow.
At Joburg Theatre. Mm-hmm. And then it starts 3:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then what to expect is just generally to just to interact as parents. As I'm saying, the main focus is let's talk about, do you know the fears of the children that you are raising at home?
Mm.
Do you know what is their problems? And do you know their needs. And emotionally, specifically. Mm. Then, so we will be just engaging, interacting about that, and also I've shared a lot of my journey, my experience, and even my experience with the current children that I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want as parents to sit down, and more than anything, to there's one thing that I think it wraps up all the book. But, I think for a human being to become. Mm-hmm. You need that fine, solid foundation.
Solid rock.
Yes.
Mm.
It just takes that. Mm-hmm. Because when you go back, why you have anger, why you have unforgiveness, and it's just that trauma, that soul, that somewhere, somehow it got trapped. And it was not given a support, or it was not nourished accordingly.
Mm.
So if you look at it, that's what damages our lives in our today's. In the relationships, you go to the marriages and you come with your anger, I come with my anger, and we did not address the matter. What is the matter? And if you sit down and you accept that, look, I somehow happened to path in unpleasant circumstances that led me to have this anger. So I want us to interact in that, and what is our main belief on that? Personally, I do believe that with Christ, you are able. You are able. He's a restorer.
Okay. So some of lastly, contact number of who we can contact in literally 10 seconds. Who can we contact if we would love to find out more about the event?
Please, you can contact me on my number 073-982-8665. I'm available on WhatsApp. You can also call on the number.
Mm-hmm.
Please RSVP, because I already have some guests.
Oh, wow. you don't want to miss out on the day.
Yes,
thank you so much. Except for any last words before I say goodbye?
I think also with the heart of Father's matter, I know that verse in Malachi that we like, I will restore.
The pastor comes out.
Yes, you know. I will restore the fathers to their children, and I'll restore the children to their fathers. But also you get to see where it started. When God calls Abraham, he says, I know that you will teach your children and your servants my laws.
Wow.
And that's the heart of Father's Matters too, more than anything, for men and fathers out there to look at God as the perfect example of what their father is.
Wow. I love the sound of that. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming through. Unfortunately, I've got to run to the news. I'm already late. But thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.